Chapter 3. Exercise. 1. When you say, my car is broken, that is not, in itself, a problem if you've got two cars. So a better statement would be, I have no way to get to work today, or, I'm going to be late getting to work today, because my only car is broken. The reason to clearly state the root problem is that, your goal in this specific instance is not to fix my car. It is to get to work. Stating the problem in this way opens up other options, taking the bus, calling a friend, taking the day off, etc. A clear statement of the problem will help you come up with clear options of how to fix it. Two. Imagine for a moment what your life would be like if you had never had contact with other people. You wouldn't know what love, hate, jealousy, compassion or appreciation are. You wouldn't know if you were wealthy or poor, bright or dumb and witty or boring. You'd lack some basic information, too. You wouldn't know what day it is, how much a pound weighs, where Belgium is, or which plants and animals are edible. Furthermore, you'd have no language, and because we use language to think, imagine, predict, plan, wonder, and reminisce, you'd lack these abilities as well. In short, you'd lack the key experiences that make you a functioning human being. 3. Captain Cook, the noted world explorer, encountered an unusual animal during his first visit to Australia. He pointed to it grazing in the distance and asked his native guide to identify it. The guide appeared confused but finally said, "Kangaroo," which Cook carefully and literally noted in his word book. The missionaries who later came to Australia were anxious to see a kangaroo, but their inquiries were met with puzzled looks. They soon discovered that the native who answered Cook's question was really saying, "I don't know what you're pointing at." The name stuck and is still in use today. 4. One obvious purpose of protecting freedom of speech is to ensure that it is possible for people to engage in the discussion and deliberation necessary for the successful use of democratic institutions. There is a link between the value of democratic deliberation and the value of free speech. Further, exploring this link helps us understand how some kinds of regulation of speech are compatible with freedom of speech. For example, a moderator who runs a political meeting to make sure that people's comments are mostly uninterrupted and that a wide range of perspectives are heard is able to make free speech more valuable.